face in the hole. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, you've got to have an ace in the hole.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, the update at noon is next here. It is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving South Central Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and for service. It's 50 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump on the ballot. I'm Michelle Franzen, the nation's highest court, taking up the 14th Amendment case out of Colorado that says Donald Trump should be banned from appearing on the state's presidential ballot due to a clause that states no one can hold public office who engaged in an insurrection. That decision could impact similar efforts by other states.
Across ideological lines, justices were skeptical of the idea that a single state could decide to take a presidential candidate off the ballot. Liberal Justice Elena Kagan.
Whatever means there are to enforce it would suggest that they have to be federal, national means.
Conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
It just doesn't seem like a state call.
Chief Justice John Roberts suggested if the Colorado ruling is allowed to stand, GOP-led states could strike Democratic candidates off the ballot.
That's a pretty daunting consequence.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
No word when the Supreme Court will issue a decision. Colorado's primary is March 5th. This is ABC News. Marianne Williamson is ending her 2024 presidential campaign. The author got 4% of the vote in New Hampshire's Democratic primary. Williamson also made a presidential run in 2020. Prince William, the heir to the throne, stepping back into the limelight after his father's cancer diagnosis and his wife's surgery.
Addressing the audience at the charity event, the prince joked,
"It's fair to say the past few weeks have had a rather medical focus, so I thought I'd come to an air ambulance function to get away from it all. But seriously, we gather tonight to help as many people as possible."
William temporarily stepped away from public duties last month to help care for his wife Kate and their three young children following her operation for an undisclosed condition. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
A volcano erupted in Iceland for the third time since December, the eruption triggering an evacuation of the Blue Lagoon Spa, one of the nation's biggest tourist attractions. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC AutoWorks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rent It Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 51 degrees in Richland Center.
Our forecast calls for partly sunny, breezy, and weather warm conditions. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible, especially later this afternoon, with a high of 56. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then variably cloudy and breezy with a low of 36. And tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 43. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds 6 to 10 miles per hour. After a low of 40 this morning and 3/100ths of an inch of rain, it is a sunny 51 degrees.
Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel carries a large selection of appliances, electronics, and home furnishings, including refrigerators, cooktops, oven ranges, washers, dryers, TVs, living room furniture, bedroom furniture, and much more. If you're looking for appliances, electronics, or home furnishings in the area, be sure to shop at Krogan's Do It Best. Shop local. Support your small businesses year-round. Krogan's Do It Best and Rented Center, downtown Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value. A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It is a sunny 51 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Reedsburg man lost his life Monday afternoon in the town of Excelsior. Around 3 o'clock, the Sauk County Dispatch Center received reports of a motor vehicle crash on State Highway 23 at Shady Lane Road. It was reported that a pickup truck versus semi-tractor trailer resulted in serious injuries to the pickup driver, who has been identified as Ronald Sirslin, 63, of Reedsburg. Sirslin was still in the truck. Deputies responding removed him from the truck and began life-saving efforts with assistance from bystanders already on scene. MedFlight was requested to respond directly to the scene. The initial investigation revealed that Ronald Sirslin was traveling southbound on 23 when he crossed the center line and struck the semi-tractor trailer. Ronald Sirslin, 63, of Reedsburg, died at the scene. The lone semi-driver was transported to the Reedsburg Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. One person is dead after being hit by a vehicle last night in Sauk City. Police said that the person was walking across Highway 12 at about 7:30 when they were hit. The person was taken to Sauk Prairie Hospital, where they later died. The driver of the vehicle was not hurt, and police said that they don't believe speed or alcohol were the reasons for the crash. The driver stayed at the scene and cooperated with police. Highway 12 was closed for over 2 hours while police investigated. A school administrator was reinstated after being placed on leave for the past few weeks. Derek Fugslake, Stoddard Elementary's principal and Phi Ed teacher, was put on leave last month for violating policy and procedure in bringing complaints about the district administrator directly to the DeSoto School Board. The district superintendent accused Fugslake of harassment for citing her age and health in questioning her ability to do her job. The school board reinstated Fugslang but decided not to renew his contract for next year, citing budget concerns. A large crowd turned out for the meeting in support of Fugslang, but public comment wasn't allowed. DeSoto is holding an operational referendum this spring. At the Capitol on Wednesday, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines to tap the state's $3.25 billion budget surplus for a $2.1 billion Republican package of income tax reductions and expanded tax breaks. Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne.
We know that we can take these surpluses of taxpayer funds, make strong investments like we did in the last budget in a lot of their priorities, and we can return some of that money to them. Now, hopefully the governor will recognize that this is a good compromise. We've respected some of the things that he identified as priorities.
Republicans said they tailored the tax cut to provide relief to filers making less than $150,000 after Governor Tony Evers vetoed a tax cut out of the state budget, saying it was too beneficial to the wealthy. It's unclear whether he'll sign this package. Democrats on the committee warned it will cause budget shortfalls in the future. A bill at the state capitol looks to improve safety measures around retention ponds. The measure, introduced by two Madison area state legislators in unison with a Madison alder, proposes three safety options: a shallow ledge around the pond, vegetation that's a minimum of 2 feet high between the pond and any easy point of access to the pond, or any other safety feature approved by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The legislation was prompted by the 2012 death of a 5-year-old boy who wandered from his home and drowned in a retention pond in Stoughton. A new bill in the Wisconsin legislature would require parking structures to have inspections every 5 years. The proposal, introduced by four Milwaukee area legislators, would assess a $200 fine every month to parking garage owners for 12 months if they don't meet with the inspection standards. The measure also states that the garage could be shut down if no inspection is conducted a year later. The proposal comes nearly a year after the parking garage at Glendale's Bayshore Mall collapsed under the weight of a heavy snow, and more than a decade after a panel fell from Milwaukee's O'Donnell Park parking garage, killing 18 and injuring two others on the first day of the 2010 edition of Summerfest. The Universities of Wisconsin has unveiled a new one-stop, easily searchable website that provides access to and information about every fully online degree program being offered at the constellation of 13 public universities. Dozens of academic program degrees are showcased through Wisconsin Online, from applied biotechnology to business administration to transportation and logistics management to writing and applied arts. Wisconsin Online, with the URL online.wisconsin.edu, will list the more than 200 fully online programs offered by the 13 universities, including 10 associate, 99 bachelor's, and 95 master's degree programs. The online programs featured on the website include those that are semester-based, accelerated semester-based, collaborative, multi-campus semester-based, and competency-based. Semester-based online programs are similar to traditionally delivered in-person programs, with courses delivered over a 15-week semester. The competency-based programs, called the UW Flexible Option, or FLEX, is an approach to teaching and learning that focuses exclusively and explicitly on the learner's ability to demonstrate mastery over defined competencies. The FLEX competency-based programs are self-paced. Students can search for programs by program level, area of interest, or campus. There's also information about what it means to be an online student, as well as specific information for international students, military members, transfer students, and prospective graduate and undergraduate students. A new bill in the Wisconsin legislature would create a state office of equity and inclusion. Madison State Representative Sheila Stubbs introduced the measure in observance of Black History Month. Stubbs tells WKOW-TV in Madison she introduced similar legislation 5 years ago. The proposal would place an equity specialist in each state department to keep an eye on things like hiring practices. Stubbs says she expects the bill to go nowhere, considering Republican lawmakers' moves against diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees were withheld until the university system worked out a deal with GOP legislative leaders to cut diversity programs. The latest Marquette poll projects a tight race for president in Wisconsin. The Marquette University Law School poll surveyed 930 registered voters in Wisconsin between January 24th and 31st. 49% said they would vote for former President Donald Trump, and 49% said they'd vote for President Joe Biden. The poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4.2%. Poll director Charles Franklin calls that the tightest of results that you could possibly get. In November, the Marquette poll found 50% of registered voters said they would vote Biden, while 48% supported Trump. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has voiced skepticism about the possibility of the Republican-controlled legislature passing new legislative maps that the Democrat proposed. Evers was asked about Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue floating the possibility earlier Wednesday of the Senate voting on the Evers maps. Evers says, "I'll believe it when I see it." The Wisconsin Supreme Court is weighing maps submitted by Evers and others after it ruled in December that the current Republican-drawn maps were unconstitutional. The political stakes are huge for both sides in the presidential background state. Republicans have had a firm grip on the legislature since 2011. It's currently a sunny 52 degrees in Richland Center at 1217. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It's 52 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1219. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The Orion Church in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the 1986 Richland County History Book, submitted by Gene Matthews Gibbs, the first white settlers in the town of Orion was Thomas Matthews Sr., born 1814 in Tennessee, who came in October of 1842 with his father-in-law, John R. Smith, to establish the village of Richmond, now Orion. Matthews operated a ferry across the Wisconsin River at Muscatine until 1870, when the old Muscatine Bridge was built. An heirloom in the Matthews family is the bell used on that ferry. That bell is now displayed at the Muscatine Library in its history room. In 1845, at the Matthews home, the first religious services in town were held, and from this meeting, the Orion Church had its beginnings. The church building was first used as a schoolhouse. When a new school was site purchased, the building then was bought by Mr. Peter Bob, who donated the church for its purposes as long as it remained a church. Although church services are not held regularly at this time, north of the church is the Cedar Mound Cemetery, the first of Richland County. Some of the Matthews and Smith families are buried there. Music? It was used in an old pump organ. The Orion Church, it has many memories. The pulpit and pews, they're original, as well as the oil lamps. In the back of the pulpit, there's a picture of Mr. and Mrs. Peter Bob. A large, well-worn Bible lies on the pulpit. A placard, it's under the motto that's this on a statement, Clark A. Cohey, dated 1933. Then, 80 years of age, stating that he attended the church services here as a child and that his parents were members in 1857. The church was heated by a stove that stood in the center of that 35 by 20 foot auditorium. Pews alongside the shorter then rested to accommodate the stove. The Orion Church is considered to be the oldest still standing in Richland County. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering the Hub City Bog.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The River Valley Fair Committee is seeking your help. Tim Johnson is a co-organizer of the school fair.
In 2013, our committee constructed the roof system that we currently have. It's a 40 by 90, and at the time, we thought it was ample space for all the exhibitors we had, but last 10 years, who would have known that some of our exhibitors have doubled, like the swine has literally doubled since then. Goats and cattle are growing, so to make a little more easeability for everybody to maneuver within there and the safety of the kids, we decided to add another 20 feet in length, so make it 40 by 110. So our committee is in the midst of a fundraiser to come up with approximately $12,000 to cover the material costs and the labor for that, which currently we're at about $8,000 in. So we're hoping to come up with another $3,000 to $4,000 to start a spring construction on the job.
The addition will be made on the south end of the current building.
We've taken off the steel that's on the upper side of that end and adding 20 feet and then putting some more sidewall steel on, pouring the concrete, which we've been gracious enough to have a local contractor step up and donate their time for pouring the concrete. We've got a local company that stepped in and is going to donate that product also, which is a great help.
Johnson said organizers are pleased with the popularity of the River Valley School Fair.
None of us ever foresee this. We thought we had plenty of space when we built 90 feet, but it's a great position to be in. I'm glad to be still part of it. And some of these, the majority of our exhibitors are elementary age, so they're going to be around for a while, so we need to make space for them.
Building costs have come down some, but it is still costly to add a 20-foot addition. If you can help meet expenses, donations are being accepted. Checks may be sent to the River Valley District Office, 660 West Daly Street, Spring Green, 53588. Note on the memo line, Fair Building Project. Enjoy food and fellowship and support Boscobel's Mobile Pack team this Saturday from 11 to 1:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Bruce Pitsley is an organizer of Boscobel's Feed My Starving Children Mobile Food Pack.
The pie auction is one of our well-established fundraisers, and we enjoy doing it every single year. We've done it for many years at St. John's in Boscobel, and all the proceeds go towards the Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children, which this year is April 11th through 13th.
The 2024 Mobile Pack funds from Saturday's event will help fund the meals.
When a hosting community schedules a mobile pack, Feed My Starving Children brings all of the ingredients to the host team's facility, and which in this case is one of Truvant's buildings in Boscobel. And those ingredients have to be paid for. So the hosting community is responsible for doing fundraising throughout the year to pay for those ingredients. Feed My Starving Children is a volunteer and donation-driven organization. They're a nonprofit. They're a 501c3. And they are driven by donations. They get no government aid whatsoever. So thanks to many, many, many very generous people over the years, we've been able to have a lot of mobile packs in Boscobel. This will be our 12th one, so we're really looking forward to doing it again.
Boscobel's Feed My Starving Children pie auction, soup and sandwich lunch, and bake sale will be held Saturday from 11 to 1:30, with the pie auction beginning at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Cost of the lunch is $5 for those 12 and up, $3 for children 6 to 11, and free for children 5 and under. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reports that fire management crews are starting to perform prescribed burns on DNR properties throughout the state where local conditions can provide a safe and effective burn. DNR crews will be burning cattail marshes, wetlands, prairies, and oak pine barrens to clear the buildup of dead vegetation and to open waterways for waterfowl to feed and nest. By burning in winter, staff take advantage of wet conditions, which reduces the heat and intensity of cattail marsh and barren burns. Winter burns mark the beginning of the fire management season for DNR crews. Additional windows of opportunity for prescribed burning will continue through spring and open again in late summer and fall. When conducting prescribed burns near roads or recreational trails, the DNR will post signs to notify the public. For your safety, please avoid these areas while the burn is being conducted. An Impact Life Madison Blood Drive is being held at the Richland Hospital today until 3 o'clock in Pippin Hall of the lower level of the hospital. Appointments can be made through Impact Life Madison at 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Today's winner of $50 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Tracy Bust of Viroqua on ticket number 461. It's 52 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
This is the last chance for the winter sales event at Court & Main. This great deal ends Friday, February 9th. Get some of the best prices on some beautiful furniture, including sofas, love seats, recliners, lift chairs, and more. Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Only at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Saturdays.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 52 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:30. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Sunday at home after a cancer adventure. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Survivors of Jim McGlynn include his wife, Lisa, four children, Stephen and Raylene McGlynn of New Lisbon, Patrick and Casey McGlynn of Westfield, Katie and Mike Meyer of Hill Point, and Robert McGlynn and Stacy Luxton of Lime Ridge. Six grandchildren, four brothers, Tom and Winnie McGlynn, Jerry and Janet McGlynn, and Jay McGlynn, all of Cazenovia, and Pat and Monica McGlynn of Lime Ridge. Brother-in-law, Paul Henry of Richland Center, and sisters-in-law, Charlene McGlynn and Sue McGlynn. James Patrick, Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died last Thursday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Survivors of Dawn Stevenson include her husband Michael, two daughters, Desiree Whalen of Prairie du Chien and Cassara Stevenson of Eastman, 10 grandchildren, her siblings, Charles and Tammy Goff, Mark and Terry Goff, James Goff, John Malachy, Christy Lofria, and George Rents, and Darcy and Terry Hicks. Also special friends, Mark and Deb Fortner. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Jerry Harper is survived by two children, Heather Miller of Richland Center and Jay Rock of Albuquerque, New Mexico, six grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, three sisters, Marcia Mormon of La Crescent, Minnesota, Marion Ed Phillips of Mequon, and Christy Mormon of La Crescent, Minnesota, a brother, Robert and Penny Mormon of Hoka, Minnesota, and numerous nieces and nephews and many friends. Geraldine Ann, Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson, died Saturday at Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 11 to 1. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope Conkle is survived by her siblings, Wayne Pope of Georgia and Barbara Harrison of Virginia, in-laws Sherry Green and Gary Conkle, both of Jefferson, nieces, nephews, other relatives, friends, and caregivers. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Monday from 4 to 6. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. Phyllis Finer is survived by 6 children, John and Marla Finer, Victoria and Kenneth Horn, Doug Finer and Jane Schwartz, Judy Finer, Georgia Reynolds, and Mary Jo Abel. 11 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Sierra Razick and Riley Williams had a daughter, Adeline May.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
A 60th wedding anniversary wish goes out to Jim and Cheryl Kinney today from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some unusually warm weather pushing across the Midwest today ahead of a strong low-pressure system swirling up through western Minnesota. Readings already around 50 as of late morning here, even into the upper 50s in Iowa. So it'll be record warmth in much of the region this afternoon. Kind of windy, too. We will see some widely scattered rain showers break out as this front approaches. Some of those could actually be thunderstorms. A small chance of some storms with hail and high winds. Maybe a brief, weak tornado, especially in northern Illinois, far southeast Wisconsin into Indiana and southern Michigan late this afternoon and this evening. Something to keep an eye on. Otherwise, we are going to turn cooler here the next couple of days, feeling a little more winter-like by the weekend. Looks like some snow wrapping around the system will stay primarily north of us this evening through tomorrow morning, from the Dakotas through northern Minnesota into northern Wisconsin and western upper Michigan. Next week, there's a couple of weak systems coming through, so we might see some more snowflakes in the region. The rest of today, partly sunny, breezy, and balmy for this time of the year. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible, especially later this afternoon, as temperatures top out at 56, south wind 12 to 25. Scattered showers and thunderstorms early tonight, then variably cloudy and breezy, low 36. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and breezy, high 43, west wind 15 to 25. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, high at 37 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy and quiet, high 37. Monday, partly cloudy, high about 39. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy, high 37. At least a chance of a couple of snow showers coming in Tuesday night and Wednesday, and highs in the upper 30s on Wednesday. Could see some more snow graze the region toward the end of next week. You have a great afternoon out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 47, our low this morning was 40. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 53. The record high for this state, 55, was set in 1925. Record low, 28 below, was set in 1971. Last year's high was 49 with a low of 22. Sunset today will be at 5:23 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:08. Currently in Richland Center, we have south to southeast winds at 8 to 9 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.53, and we have received 3/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Currently in Richland Center, we are close to a record high. Our record high for this date, 55, set in 1925. It's currently 53 sunny degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Today, you'll meet a guy whose life's work is battling crop pests. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. As an associate professor of crop entomology at the University of Arkansas, Rupesh Kariyat spends much of his work finding ways to defeat crop pests.
So I study how insects and plants basically talk to each other or communicate with each other, with the long-term goal of finding sustainable pest management strategies so that we can control or manage this insect pest.
When Kariyat was a kid, his parents used to hate when he found insects and then brought them into the house. Now he can spend as much time as he wants with them and get paid for it. And Kariyat's work allows farmers to get paid for their work.
20% of the agricultural produce is lost even before it is harvested just due to insects. So that is the issue. How does our science or our lab actually helps with that?
It helps, says Kariyat, by finding ways to control crop pests without chemicals, for example.
can we find sustainable pest management strategies by using plant resistance traits, traits that are inherently present in plants, and then use that or breed plants which are inherently better at defending.
University of Arkansas crop entomologist Rupesh Kariat. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
The latest estimates from Brazil project a smaller corn and soybean crop. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Learn more about feeding and management practices for increasing cattle value. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com. Brazil's equivalent of the USDA has lowered its outlooks for soybeans and corn production. CONAB now has soybeans at 149.4 million tons, a decrease of nearly 4% from January and well below initial expectations. Brazil's second corn crop, planted after soybeans in some areas, is pegged at 88 million tons, a decline of more than 3% on the month and 14% on the year. Combined production for Brazil's three crops is estimated at 113.7 million tons, a potential drop of 14% from a year ago. The Vice President of Market Intelligence for the United Soybean Board says the rising demand for biodiesel has helped increase the value of soybean oil. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more from the 2024 Clean Fuels Conference.
Mac Marshall tells Brownfield biodiesel is one of the most used renewable fuels on the market, and it's creating new opportunities for soybean growers.
Because when you crush it, you get oil and meal, we're also producing a lot more meal that will go into animal agriculture. That's solving for twin challenges at the same time, energy transition, and that's also playing a role in advancing food security.
He says the Soy Checkoff helps fund research that finds new uses for soybeans in the energy sector.
The environment that we're in now, and soy and other feedstocks' role in advancing the bioeconomy through renewable diesel, this helps set the groundwork for future stages of innovation.
From Fort Worth, Texas, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
The American Soybean Association says legislators need to address the trade title of the Farm Bill and provide additional funding. Virginia Houston is their government affairs director.
The trade promotion programs in the Farm Bill have really helped us over the last 40 years become that top export crop through the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program. Unfortunately, the programs are underfunded and oversubscribed and haven't received an increase in funding in over 20 years.
Houston says the next Farm Bill must also protect the soybean checkoff program, which along with research, education, and promotion investments helps expand trade.
Traditional free trade agreements are not being pursued the way they used to be. We're not looking at new agreements that include market access and tariff reduction measures. So they're seeing that they need to invest more dollars this way so that industry can work on the ground.
Houston says the U.S. has not had a new comprehensive free trade agreement since the 2012 Columbia deal. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Clean Fuels Conference is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss Brownfield's coverage on air and online. To learn about the industry's growth, explore cleanfuels.org.
How would you define personalization from an ag lender? It starts with a trusted advisor, asking the right questions to determine which term loan or lease matches your operation and cash flow needs. You'll find that level of service from Compure Financial because we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Another sluggish start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet again to start the day. Bids haven't surfaced. Asking prices are around $182 plus live in the south, but have yet to be fully established in the north. Packer inquiry is expected to pick up as the day progresses. However, significant trade volume could hold out until sometime on Friday. Box beef is mixed at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 88 cents at $294.10. Select is 48 cents higher at $285.90. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers 550 to 649 pounds were steady to $2 lower. Steers 650 to 799 pounds were $2 to $7 higher. Heifers 550 to 749 pounds were steady to $3 lower. The USDA says demand was good to very good and featured many packages and loads of both home raised and backgrounded cattle. Flesh condition varied. Medium and large one feeder steer 702 to 736 pounds brought 265.25 to 282.25. Feeder steer 759 to 797 pounds brought 248 to 264.75. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 601 to 635 pounds, brought 258 to 275.25. Cash hogs are lower at midday with very light negotiated purchases. The ample supplies of market-ready hogs give packers more leverage. Processors are able to move needed numbers without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Heavier weights and sluggish domestic demand also put some pressure on prices, but there is some optimism as demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains relatively strong. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down $1.28 with a weighted average of $64.60. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of $64.60. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa at $48. And Red Oak, Iowa prices are higher at $41. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 higher again with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $33 to $45. Barrows and gilts were also $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $34 to $44. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.57 at $85.56. Hams, picnics, butts, and loins are all sharply higher. Bellies are sharply lower, and ribs are lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You hear that? That's the sound of Dairyland Seed bringing the yield bigger and better than ever before. We're talking our best corn of all time, our strongest silage lineup ever, and the greatest soybeans in our history. We're talking a full lineup of seed proven to outperform the competition once again in independent head-to-head trials. See the performance data for yourself at showmetheyield.com. That's showmetheyield.com.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Cattle futures are higher. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge for their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down. USDA raised U.S. ending stocks slightly while lowering Brazil's crop a little bit and raising exports. That's in contrast to a big cut by CONAB today and a reduction in their export guess. March beans are down 6.5 at 1182.5. May's 8 lower at 1189.5. March bean meal's down $5.70 at $3.45.50. March soybean oil's up 80 points at $47.56. Corn's down. U.S. ending stocks are above a month ago with a modest decrease for Brazil and no change for Argentina. CONAB slashed its corn estimate for Brazil, so further cuts by USDA are likely in March. March corn's down 2 at 432 and a quarter. May's 2 and a quarter lower at 444 and a quarter. And wheat's lower on fund and technical selling in addition to firm trade in the dollar. U.S. wheat ending stocks are up from January with a small reduction for the global carryover. Statistics Canada's all wheat stocks are pretty much close, pretty much match pre-report expectations. March Chicago's down 18 at 584. March Kansas City's down 19.5 at 598 and 3 quarters. March Minneapolis wheat's 15 and 3 quarters lower at 680 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are up, optimistic about this week's direct business, but down from the session highs. Things remain pretty quiet in the major feeding areas. April live's up 177 at 186.57. June's $1.50 higher at 183.70. March feeders are up 190 at 247.45. And hogs are pressured by their premium to cash and questions about sustained demand. Pork's up at midday. Export sales are down in the week. April lean's down $1.02 at $80.07. June's 85 lower at 94.72. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
This is the Compeer Minute featuring Glenn Walkler, a member of the Compeer Financial Grain Team.
We're willing to sit down with the producers, especially this time of year, we can sit down with producers. Maybe gentle reminders, instead of making that phone call during planting, gentle reminders, we can have the orders in with our grain merchandisers too, and really put that part of it on autopilot. Maybe just that touch base meeting, really. It's like church on Sunday is where we really need the reminders to do the things that we should be doing with our risk management, have those orders in, and have that carry in the market sold, and really be reminded when those rallies happen. The final part of that, most important part of it, is selling the grain. It's a lot easier to do with the orders in, and if you need help with that or gentle reminders, we're here, and we're here to help with risk management plans.
Visit Compeer.com to learn more.
Better understanding the labels on your beef products. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. When shopping for beef, you might notice different labels on cuts of meat. Specifically, you'll see a quality grade from the USDA. The grade of prime, choice, or select refers to the quality of beef and the amount of marbling or the fat streaking within the cut of meat. There are also branded labels, like certified Angus beef. While that label does indicate high-quality beef, it isn't a grading system like the USDA. John Sticka, president of the Certified Angus Beef brand, explains what certified Angus beef means for both the consumer and the producer.
The product doesn't have to be 100% Angus genetics. What they've learned over the course of time in breeding cattle and trying to make sure their businesses are profitable over the long haul is that registered Angus genetics and their ability to hit certified Angus beef, that's really the sure bet in terms of their breeding programs to produce the high quality product. So again, I think it's probably less about the percentage of Angus genetics today, but rather they know if they want to target the quality mark and the brand that pays dividends to them, they need to use those high-quality registered Angus genetics to be able to produce certified Angus beef consistently and with predictability.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
Ever wonder what deja vu sounds like? Yeah.
Something like that, because that's the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering the greatest soybeans in our history. Again, this year's lineup, led by Dairyland Seed Enlist E3 soybeans, brings even better agronomic characteristics, even tougher weed control, and even higher yield potential. And once again, they're proven to outperform the competition in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest soybean performance results at showmethesoybeanyield.com. That's showmethesoybeanyield.com.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be dusting the grooves with some great rock and roll tunes coming up on Saturday night. Those were the days on WRCO. We'll stop for a time and look at February of 1964 when the Beatles arrived. Beatles author Gary Berman will be our guest.
Skip ahead 2 years later and you're listening to Revolver. And it's just, I agree with you, it's amazing the kind of changes that took place with them creatively.
We'll be taking your requests and playing some great rock and roll all night long Saturday night. Those were the days, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s is sponsored by Jay's Pedal Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Much, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, and listen for Sweet Turntable Treats, sponsored by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel.
Can you dig it?